Well, the headline is from the CIA. Their analysts say they are now more concerned about al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula than the better-known counterpart in Pakistan and Afghanistan. If the administration launches a more intense, targeted killing program in Yemen, as they've said they're going to do, they want to up their unmanned drone attacks, the CIA would probably have a much larger role than they have been in what is mainly a secret operation there. And it's a question on whether or not these are the kind of tactics that were used supposedly before 9/11. Are they effective? We're joined now again by Gregory Johnson, professor at Princeton University, and Robert Wirth. He's been covering Yemen in his role as the Beirut bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times, and his reporting is part of a series called The Shadow War. It's available on the Times website. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Robert, maybe you can give us some details. What exactly are the threats coming out of militant groups in Yemen that has the CIA so concerned?
Well, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is a group that has conducted a rising number of attacks in the past couple of years. They have more and more Saudi recruits who are more sophisticated than the group had in the past. They've benefited in a way from what's happened in Saudi Arabia, where the government has really cracked down hard on terrorism. So it's clear that they're more sophisticated than they were. And back in Christmas, of course, we had the attempted attack on an American airliner, which made it clear that al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is trying to target the U.S. They also have Anwar al-Awlaki, the American-born sort of ideologist who's based now in Yemen in hiding, who is an incredibly charismatic figure. And some people think he's poised to play a larger role in Yemen. I think that's a big part of the concern, that they have someone who's sort of a recognized figure throughout the world who could help draw radicals to their cause.
Well, Gregory, let me ask you about Anwar al-Awlaki, the American-born cleric who is now hiding in Yemen and was announced as a target for quite some time ago. Is he poised to be the next bin Laden? And is al-Qaeda the kind of organization that needs the sort of spokesman figure?
Right. I don't think Anwar al-Awlaki, the comparison between him and bin Laden is a very accurate one. I think this is a case where it's really the counterterrorism equivalent of the drunk looking for his keys under the light. This is an individual who, because he speaks English and because he's involved in al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, has certainly attracted a great deal of attention. But al-Qaeda in Yemen has been very skilled at using essentially what's free publicity from the Obama administration and from other lawmakers in the U.S. of pushing Anwar al-Awlaki out to the front. But killing Anwar al-Awlaki or somehow removing him from the scene will do very little to eliminate the threat coming from Yemen.
Gregory, I'm not an Arabic entomologist per se, but they do call themselves al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula. And a lot of the recruiting for 9/11 was done in Asir province in southern Saudi Arabia. Is there any evidence or suspicion on the part of the CIA that al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula operates freely in southern Saudi Arabia?
There is evidence that al-Qaeda has been moving back and forth. There have been a number of individuals who have been killed by Saudi authorities. In fact, an individual who about a year ago attempted to target Saudi Arabia's chief counterterrorism official, Mohammed bin Naif, was actually from the province you just mentioned, Abdullah Asiri. So certainly al-Qaeda has been very, very active in the south of Saudi Arabia.
Robert, they are proposing stepping up the unmanned drone attacks in Yemen. There's clearly a secret operation already going on there. Is this a return to the basically secret war on al-Qaeda that existed before 9/11, as opposed to the sort of shock and awe open war strategy that came post September 11th?
I think to some extent, yes. I'm not sure this is definitely going to happen. I mean, there's a fair bit of speculation, and I think there are differences of opinion within the government, for instance, about how much of a threat to the U.S. al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula really poses. But yeah, I mean, prior to 9/11, you had things like this going on all through the Cold War, and in that sense, I suppose it's a return to sort of individual and sort of quiet strikes here and there. But there are a lot of questions about how effective that really is. In some ways, it's obviously an alternative to the large wars we're waging in Afghanistan and Iraq. But it depends how much intelligence you have. And if you hit the wrong target, you could be in trouble. There's been some evidence of that happening in Yemen with strikes that may have taken out al-Qaeda figures, but in some cases also really angered the population by killing some civilians.
And destabilized the government, the government that is already sort of on tenterhooks as it is. Gregory Johnson of Princeton University, let me ask you, what kind of sign is this to us about the state of health of al-Qaeda? Is this an expansion of their operations, or is this perhaps an indication that Osama bin Laden's branch of the operation is just weakening?
Well, I think what we have in Yemen is we have an individual, a man named Nasser al-Wahashi, who's the commander of the organization, who really spent 4 years in Afghanistan in the late 1990s all the way up to 2001, who operated as an apprentice for Osama bin Laden. So what you see is you see individuals who studied with bin Laden or who worked with him in the late 1990s who can go back to their home countries and essentially with Nasser al-Wahashi in Yemen use the template that Osama bin Laden had in Afghanistan to make what's almost a parallel organization.
You know, we're all thrilled that the CIA is concerned about threats to the United States around the world, but it seems to me this whole idea here that Yemen is maybe more of a threat and that we're going to conduct this secret war again raises a bigger issue. Why are we even in Afghanistan? If the CIA is confident it can protect America using drones, what the heck is the reason for being in Afghanistan at all?
Well, I'm not so sure that a drone war against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, particularly the one located in Yemen, is going to have the sort of impact that the CIA and others seem to believe that it will have. I think the U.S. has to be extremely careful that if they go in and start targeting individuals, start killing people, that this doesn't exacerbate the problem. This is an argument that al-Qaeda has been making for years, that Yemen is no different from Afghanistan or Iraq. And if the U.S. starts to treat Yemen like a battlefield like it does Afghanistan and Iraq, then I think we're going to have a much more serious problem than we do now.
That is Gregory Johnson, Yemen expert from Princeton University. And we also spoke with Robert Wirth, Beirut Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. Robert, one last question for you. Does the U.S. need a spokesman for al-Qaeda to keep the Americans interested in this war?
Well, no. I mean, I think people, especially given that there was an attempted attack in the United States, there's bound to be a lot of curiosity about that. And as Greg said, I think there may be a little bit of exaggeration to the notion that Anwar Alawi or anybody else is set to replace the current leader.
Robert Wirth, Beirut Bureau Chief, for our partner, The New York Times.